Yo.
Yeah, what's up? Hello, everybody. Welcome to the RSN Wrestling Podcast. This is the first edition of The Shoot. My name is Sal. I'm the mastermind of the RSN Wrestling Podcast. And the other... Damian Kane was the top manager of the Indian Premier League.
Hello?
Rich.
Yo. Hello?
It's all good? Yeah, it's all good?
Yeah, it should be. It went dead on your end for a second.
To the Austin Wrestling Podcast, this is Sal, the mastermind. And on the other line, we got Rich, the big guy.
What's up, guys? What's up?
How's it going, guys? So, Rich, it's 2019, man. It's crazy, right? Yeah. The year flies by mad quick. If you,
what are we on? 4 years now of the show?
Probably from this year. Just to give you a brief intro, if you don't know about us, we're almost into our fourth year. PWO, Pro Wrestling Opinion. Check it out, Pro Wrestling Opinion. He recently got a new series called Intermission. You can check it out on Pro Wrestling Opinion, where he just covers like a short 15 minutes kind of segment where he just goes through all the stuff that's going on into the WWE and all the other stuff going on in pro wrestling. So, of course, we got our stuff going on here too, which we got The Shoot. So similar to that. So, definitely give it a shout out. Give it a check out if you ever get a chance.
Well, in 2019, there's going to be small changes to our
definitely.
Nothing big, it's just little things that are having the bi-weekly shoot. It's going to be a monthly shoot unless something big happens. Then, of course, we have to do an episode for you guys.
That's right.
Just to keep you updated. We're going to try to do more topic episodes because the fans love topic episodes with all three of us.
And also it's coming up. So coming up, we also got other topics coming up. We also got what's recently going to be coming up is our, our annual Slam-a-Lammies, we call it, right? What we call the year end in review, basically where we go through the whole year of the previous year.
It's basically just our award show.
Podcast stuff. But let's get straight into it. Last year, man. Well, let's talk about last month and I guess following last month, right? So, I mean, a lot of stuff's going on, right? I mean, of course, we've had spots with tampons. We've had, titles change hands. We've had rumors start to swirl. And, of course, the most infamous and biggest thing going on right now, WrestleMania.
A new company. Yeah,
a new company. And also, the road to WrestleMania just started.
Well, the road to WrestleMania started in August.
Yeah. Of course, we always say that after SummerSlam, post-SummerSlam.
The actual preseason to WrestleMania is SummerSlam.
Right. Yeah, and of course, we talk about after, as it gets more and more intense, as it goes to SummerSlam, as it goes towards Survivor Series, of course, the intensity starts to pick up, and of course, that becomes, more and more closer into the road of WrestleMania. I mean, of course, being now, this is basically the build to the Royal Rumble, which, of course, in itself, Chase Field, a baseball stadium, which is pretty interesting, to see that. That's the first time that they're actually having that kind of stuff. I mean, it's, it just comes to show that, things interesting and things can happen. Maybe people will show up. You never know, But let's talk about, of course.
There could possibly be someone cleaning up.
That's right. Someone could be easily cleaning through everything, And, it could be elite, but we'll have to see. Yeah, of course.
It could be, they have the Alpha, but, there's also, Omega.
There's a big Omega. That's the thing, too. We call him the Cleaner. Yeah.
There could be a one-winged angel coming down.
There could also a Switchblade. There could be, the war of, the war of the curb stomps, the war of, pretty much, I forgot what it's called, where Seth Rollins does a kick. I forgot what it's called. I forgot the move's name. Where he like rolls somebody in and then he just goes in and kicks him with the leg. But you know, of course, there's like a whole war of things going on, basically. So basically, we're talking about, of course, Kenny Omega, rumored to supposedly be leaving. Well, of course, it's confirmed he's leaving New Japan.
Yeah, that's already confirmed
for a fact. But now I think the biggest speculation is he going to AEW, which is the new wrestling promotion that, of course, the Young Bucks have started, or is he going to WWE? What are your thoughts on this? What do you think about this? This is kind of interesting, right, to think about it. Every year we talk about it. Kenny Omega going to Royal Rumble. Oh, my God. It's just like 2 years, 3 years ago when AJ Styles showed up. Could this happen again?
See, the difference between the AJ leaving and the Kenny leaving situations, we knew AJ was going to WWE.
That's right.
Kenny, we don't know where the hell
he's going.
And the name of the move is Avada Kedavra.
It's an interesting situation.
Seth Rollins move?
Yeah. And I think what's really interesting is, you know, of course, this is a time where WWE tries to, I guess, what's the word? Pillage or steal people from other companies. So, of course, New Japan being one of the prime victims, of course.
Being the victim.
Yeah. And it's like all these people are getting offers from WWE. And, of course, how they respond, they go ahead and post up kind of messages about this person re-signed,
Did you hear who else left New Japan?
Yeah, I've heard of. Who else?
Okada. Kushida.
Who have big appeal in America. With a lot of interest.
I think Ishii left also.
Yeah. It's an interesting situation when you look at it. It's like, damn, Kushida, that's... Well, let's break it down. Kushida. I think everybody's been, like, looking at it, and they knew. I think he even made a... of course, New Japan has their show the night after Wrestle Kingdom.
New Year Dash.
Right. And basically, I think he went through, like, a speech talking about, he's just thanking the fans or whatever, and then that kind of signaled everything going on from there. So that's kind of interesting to see. But do you see?
He's been in the company for what, 8 years?
Yeah. He's been there for a long time, long time. Worked as a young boy, worked his way up, became part of big factions, and now he's like this WWE has this kind of thing where they have the cruiserweights, but in the indies, it's the best of super juniors. He's done that many times. He's probably the best super junior out there right now. So.
I could argue that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people could argue. Yeah. There's a lot of different names, of course. You know, a lot of good.
Because just me being biased, you know, my opinion, best super junior is a man by the name of the Aerial Assassin, Will Ospreay.
Will Ospreay, yeah. Well, have you heard about Will Ospreay? He's getting a lot of heat right now. It's a good thing you bring him up. There's a lot of heat going on with him right now. Specifically, of course, you know, I think famously Vader even said one time, of course, following that match, I think they had with Ricochet and Will Ospreay, that what they call like an acrobatic ballet. And of course now, like,
people... I mean, the best match I've seen in the Best of the Super Juniors tournament.
Yeah. A lot.
The match was amazing. I don't care what Vader says.
And that's right. Well, of course, Vader's gone.
That was a great match.
That's right. Vader's long gone. Of course, you know, that's one big thing right there. Vader's just, you know, he's passed away. But then, of course, you know, it's just one of the big things right now. So, of course, you know, now that there's this void, who else is really there? Of course, there's Will Ospreay. There's people like, you know, you have a whole bunch of...
Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah, Zack Sabre Jr., big name right there. You got... Pretty much, what's it called? You got Marty Scurll.
The villain.
Yeah, the villain. You got pretty much every other, you know.
Fuck Marty Scurll,
right? Up in Deonna Purrazzo, yeah. That's right. But, of course, we talk about the Indies.
They're going on a two-year rivalry with
him. Rivalry with him? Oh, man, this is still going on and shit, man. So, of course, I think if you look at our past episodes, the big guy has some beef with Marty Scurll, the villain.
Yeah, I called him out. I called him out.
I thought it was off, though. I thought it was off. Answered.
Nah, he never answered.
He never answered. God damn it.
He missed out.
He missed out. You hear that, Marty Scurll? You fucked up. We're coming for you. Still. In the words of
He's blowing it off.
That's right. In the words of Booker T, we coming for you. So that's what's going on. That's
N-word.
Yeah, basically that's what it is. But, I mean, of course, we're talking about the indies. I don't know if you heard about the spot with the tampon. I don't know if you heard about that spot.
Oh, that was disgusting.
Here's the thing. Here's what's interesting to me. Who had the bright idea of doing that, and why do you think they would do that? It's just a shock factor, you know? It's like, you know, it doesn't make any sense to do that.
And the thing is, we can't even blame Vince Russo because it had nothing to do with him.
Russo? Is really Russo?
No, I'm saying we can't blame him because he had nothing to
that's
do
right,
with
that's right. That's right.
So, Vince, you're actually off the
victimless crime, man. He had nothing to do with it. It's bizarre. It's crazy. Watch, this is going to be next week is going to be a tampon on the pole match or something. I don't know. It's like crazy. But I think it's just like, of course.
You know who we to blame? Yeah. Kevin Dunn.
Kevin Dunn. We got to bring in a Kevin Dunn, Jack. Come on. Especially here in 2019, we got to. Kevin Dunn probably would have that idea. No lie, he would. Of course, being that fact that he hates the indies. He doesn't like women's wrestling. And, of course, you know, he just likes to get that comedic factor. Oh, my God. Funny.
And it was in Japan.
Yeah. Of course, it's independent.
And it was in Japan. So it's okay.
That's right. That's right.
He did it.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably him. You never know. Probably him on the side. But yeah, of course, I think Gail Kim went on talking about it, saying it was, you know, it's the worst spot in wrestling history. It's bad publicity. It's bad for the women's movement.
Speaking of Gail Kim, she was a part of Impact Wrestling's new pay-per-view Homecoming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where she was the special referee for Taya Valkyrie versus Tessa Blanch.
That's right.
Which we now have a new power couple. With Impact heavyweight champ Johnny Impact, and the Knockouts champ Tyler Valkyrie.
Yeah, that's great. And of course, I think
congrats to them.
That was a pretty stacked show, though. I heard. I mean, Willie Mack had a match with Sami Callihan. That was pretty dope. Willie Mack.
Match of the night. Match of the night was LAX versus Lucha Brothers.
Oh man, yeah. I heard about it. I think you texted me about it, just asking about, you know, where we watch it. Of course, you know. Can't give any links out, but yeah, there's places where you can watch that stuff. But still, even TNA.
All I can say is, even though 2018 was a big year for them, 2019 is going to be the year of LAX.
This is going to be the year of TNA? Or Impact?
No.
LAX? Yeah, come back?
2019 is going to be their year.
Yeah, it's true. It could be, yeah. But do you think that, well, looking at, of course, Impact Wrestling, they recently lost their deal with their previous network again. Now, of course, they're going to a different network.
Oh, what else
is and now they're with Twitch, I believe, right? Twitch and some other, I think, network.
I haven't even heard of the company that is on.
Yeah. It must be harder to watch it now. I mean, it's like,
Pursuit Network? I never even heard of that.
Yeah, because when it went on Pop TV, everywhere, like, where the hell is Pop TV? Oh, you know, I don't think my cable provider provides it. Destination America. Oh, you know, I want Destination America. Oh, well, you know, you have to buy this package. We're living in an age now, I think that's a good move by them, I think, because if we live in an age now where everything is starting to be, like, you know, cut the cord, you know, no more packages, people aren't buying any more cable plans anymore, everything is just on the internet now, so, you know, so it's smart by them to go ahead and go down that route. Twitch, you know, of course, their other channel, the platform they got, it's good. Of course, I know they got, like, international things, too, Sky Sports and everything. So, that's interesting, too, you know. So,
it's going to be interesting, them being the first company to actually do something with the internet.
Yeah, that's true. That is. In a way, it is, yeah. I mean, if you look at WWE, of course, the farthest that they've gone, probably, is WWE.com and the network. But, you know, for some
Sky Sports.
Yeah, Sky Sports, yeah. And then New Japan got the world membership, their New Japan World membership. That's another thing, too. ROH got their own little new TV kind of thing going on, too, right now. But it hasn't been to this scale where Twitch, especially like a big site where people, video gamers go online and, you know, see their stuff and everything, they stream.
That was the thing that surprised me. They're going to a platform that has to do with
video exactly. Well, you gotta see. Of course, you go to Comic Con, or you know, you go to any other, you know, if you go to a wrestling convention, if you go to any kind of wrestling event, Majority of them are, of course, you know, they play video games. They and you know they enjoy all this stuff, of course, you know. So we're kind of like a multi-platform kind of thing. Of course, you know, you have relatives. And I know you've been through this many times. People look at wrestling fans and think, "Oh, me so dumb, Tara, you know, oh my god, I think that's real." You know, they think we're dumb. But the thing is, if you look at it, there's a market for all the stuff that people are interested in. And there's some wrestling fans that actually aren't, you know, they understand everything. What they call, of course, smart marks. They call it smart marks. We know what's going on. We consume the entertainment. We understand it. And we, you know, we live it. So that's just what it is, you know. And we're consumers at the end of the day. So there's a market for it. People don't say it. They say, oh, it's bullshit. Of course, New Japan, look, if you look at New Japan right now, they got the Supercard show coming up in MSG. Prime example. These guys broke out of an international market or a niche market, quote unquote, and now they're in this big kind of thing. They're filling Madison Square Garden. That's a big deal.
And especially, it's going to be harder for them to try and do this because the elite is not going to be involved.
Speak on it. Yeah.
Kenny's not going to be there. Cody's not going to be there. Matt's not going to be there. Nick's not going to be there.
But do you think that's...
Adam Page isn't going to be there. The only one left is Marty.
Yeah. Do you feel like that's because of the AEW thing?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Because once they announced it, they said we would not be at the Madison Square Garden show.
Wow, really? That's crazy. I guess.
But knowing them, I can see them doing a little invasion.
Yeah. You never know. It could happen, definitely, for sure. I think what it really comes down to, I mean, of course, I think I also read somewhere that...
is that Mania Weekend?
I think that is Mania Weekend. Yeah, it is.
Huh. So, on Saturday, you have the Bullet Club Block Party, which is going on in New Jersey. That's right. You have the New Japan ROH Super
That's Show. Right.
And then you have the Hall of Fame the same day.
That's right.
So Saturday's going to be a very, very long day for wrestling.
And then also, if you think about it, they were about to have TakeOver the same day as Supercard. But then they made a smart decision and said, let's push it to Friday. So that's...
Yeah, Triple H made a good decision.
He did. Because he thought, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't compare, you know, we shouldn't compete with these guys. And it's true. They should.
Because no one's going to go to TakeOver.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're looking at, okay, you know what? Let me watch an indie show. And of course, NXT is kind of like that indie vibe, but why get the? It's like going to, you know, you're going to somewhere to get something big, and then at the end of the day, you go to Walmart. It's like, okay, getting the same experience, but it's not your money's worth, you know? You want to go ahead and complain about, you know, oh, this is not the quality or whatever? Sure, you can, you know, but that's the thing. You can't get better quality than indie wrestling. Of course, we always talk about it on our podcast. Indie wrestling probably has the best kind of quality content that there is when it comes to professional wrestling. You look at all the ratings for right now, it's the total BS right now. Like, it's complete BS.
As we always bring this up, when we went to the Ring of Honor show,
it was a hell of an experience, too, when you look over there. It's like, you know, you go over there, you just, it's, you know, it supersedes anything that WWE has. Of course, you know, speaking about that, Madison Square Garden, low attendance numbers recently, especially with this, I don't know, they have like a holiday tour. Not a lot of people showing up to these events. So that's scary. And of course, Raw ratings have been lower than they have ever been in the past 10 years, almost in the last 10 years. That's not good. That's not a good thing for WWE. Yep. Yeah. And then, of course...
Like, it's bad when your biggest show is on the network.
That's right. And for them, this is basically... At the end of the day, this is losing interest. Losing interest in the consumer, wrestling fans. They're trying to garner new people and everything, but people aren't really going ahead and investing in that because they're thinking, you know what, this is not a quality program. I got other programs to watch. So I think WWE's now hyperactive thinking, oh shit, we got competition. And it's true, they do have competition if you really think about it. So it's kind of a scary thought. I mean, of course, they had that segment, I think, where they close out the year where all the McMahons came out and said, you know, oh, we're going to, you know, we're going to follow, you know, we're going to listen to you, the fans. You know, we're not going to do our own bullshit. Basically, it was like Vince.
You guys are the authority.
You guys are the authority, quote unquote. Yeah. Watch how far.
Okay. If you want to listen to the fans, take the Universal title.
Exactly, exactly. Things like that. Brock, like, why sign him to a deal? I don't understand that at all. When I went to UFC,
you know he's gonna leave.
Well, I think I want when of course, if you look at UFC right now, UFC has this whole thing with DC and John Jones and everything, and they're fighting. They want Brock Lesnar to come on and fight them, and it will be a money fight. It is good for, it's beneficial for him. It's beneficial for them. Yeah, both of them. Go take him out.
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them. Call make it a triple threat in UFC. First ever UFC triple threat. Fuck it. Who cares? Bring wrestling into it. Okay. The thing is, it's just, it comes down to Brock is a draw.
Dana White, listen to us.
Yeah, exactly. They don't listen to us. Instead, they say, oh, no, no, this guy's a money player. Let's just keep throwing dollars at him, you know, just to keep him here because he's a valuable commodity. And then look at him right now. Basically, Universal title is the same shit as years prior.
He really is.
Yeah. He's holding the world.
To be honest, there's nothing really impressive about him.
There really isn't right now. I mean, I got to give him credit. He's looking out for himself. He's going to him making, he's doing things on his own terms. So you got to respect that. But if you look at everything else, it's not a good move by WWE. It's really, it really isn't. It's not going to benefit anybody. It's not benefiting to the quality of WWE. It really isn't. I think everybody wants to see the Universal title defended on Raw doing something, you know, not just floating around there and just, okay, let's just have a program here.
Not even defended on Raw, just
being exactly shown. They just, and again, it just comes down to the question now. Of course, Royal Rumble's coming up. They're trying to have this build between Braun and Rock. The question is, are they going to are they going to change the title? Who knows? We just saw, I think, earlier today with the whole Raw promo that they had. It seemed like it was a recorded promo, and Braun was just reacting off the moment right there. Wasn't a quality promo. Felt like kind of like, okay, stale. And it was like, okay, he comes to the ring, just does it, no shows, and whatever. Same bullshit as Brock does. Yeah, Vince, you're really doing a good job by making us the authority. Now we're really, you know, satisfied. It's bullshit.
That's how it should have been taken off him a long time ago.
Yeah, it's just
because if you remember there's something called the 30-day no compete clause. If you don't defend the title within 30 days, you're stripped of the title. Does that include him?
If you look about 10,
even 10. A couple years ago when Daniel Bryan won the title.
Yes.
A couple years ago, Naomi won the title. She got injured. She was stripped of the title.
Looking at, let's say, for example, even CM Punk. I mean, we don't bring CM Punk a lot into this podcast because, of course, he just quit and, you know, did his own thing. But same thing with him. He was going through injuries. He was going through all these kind of things. And they continually had him say, and it was always a threat of, you're going to have to relinquish the title. You're going to have to relinquish the title. And then what did end up happening?
Guess what?
He still fought with it. And he ended up having to, you know, to lose the title due to backstage politics to a part-timer. And it's the same kind of deal right here. Basically, you're giving a part-timer the advantage. And what's that doing for your quality of your program? Nothing. It's not doing shit. It's just, again, it comes to the same kind of thing. Traditionalists will say that, oh, the world championship needs to be on the brand. Smoke the SmackDown right now. They got the WWE title. It's a hell of a run. The women's division is on fire. Becky Lynch fire. That's what it is because she's the man. And then, of course, you got Daniel Bryan trying to be the heel and everything. They're developing characters. They're putting title pictures. It's good. It's a fantastic program. But then when you see things like staying still, 3-hour bullshit, it's just, okay, match.
They're giving a guy who's 201 pounds main event push right now.
Yeah. And it's interesting.
And if you don't know who we're talking about, talking about a gentleman named Mustafa Ali.
Yes, yes. Oh, man. This kid, it's crazy. It's the looking at the way that they, and of course they announced it. He got promoted basically. He moved from the 205 Live to SmackDown.
That's what makes sense. And his first match was with the
champ. Yeah, with the champ. And he beat him. Pretty big. That's a pretty big deal right there. I mean, it just goes ahead and just says that, okay, that you're giving. I think now it's just more, I mean, and think about this too. The main program for SmackDown right now, going to Royal Rumble, is Daniel Bryan, versus AJ Styles. 10, 15 years ago, if you were telling me that, I would tell you that's bullshit. It's not going to happen. These two guys are too small.
Yeah, those guys are never going to be
in WWE. They'll never make a program like this. And then, of course, I think on the last, very last SmackDown, was it, they had this thing where they try to turn, I think they basically, they try to turn AJ heel maybe, or maybe they're trying to give him like an edge with his character, where basically he attacks McMahon, Mr. McMahon. Like, you know, what's, you know, and that kind of, I think that what that kind of shows is maybe Vince is trying to listen now. Maybe he's trying to say, okay, let me just go ahead and invest in these guys now. There is something there now. So maybe he's, I guess he's trying to, maybe this could be possible that he's seeing something in, you know, these stars that he said, oh, you know, you're not big enough. You're not tall enough. You're not charismatic enough. You don't have appeal. You're not The Rock. You're not John Cena.
Well, since you brought up AJ, his contract is firing. I believe at the end of this month.
He's one of the rumored names, right? That are that might be going.
Oh no, his is April. Yeah. Sorry,
that's around WrestleMania time.
He wants 3 years part time. WWE wants 5 years full time.
They're negotiating still.
The guy's 42 years old. Give him what he wants: the 3 years part time. He wants to spend time with his family. Yeah.
And he's earned it. He's even said in many interviews in the past, he said that at some point I'm going to be retiring or I'm going to be, you know, saying goodbye to all this. And he's earned it. He's earned it. And if you look at all PWI and everything like that, all the different ratings, if you look at our ratings,
he's always
top five, top guy every year, wrestler of the year. This guy has been going ahead and doing it. And in the past two Slammalamis, I think both of us, we actually named him the Superstar of the Year. It's a pretty big. I think all three of us. We named, and that's the thing. And if you look at it, he's the best performer in WWE right now. That's got to say something right there. And that's, you know, if they let him
go. And you have Seth, who's
right. Yeah, Seth is like right under and everything. Yeah, all these other. And that's the thing. Right now, if you see WWE's pool right now, they have all the keys to making a good program. But they're not utilizing it. Of course, now
like your top five talents easily, in no order: AJ, Seth, Finn.
That's right.
You can probably throw Dolph in there. You could throw Russo.
Throw Drew in there if you wanted to. Andrade, John. Who cares? You know, anybody. But it just comes down. It just comes down to, I think, what it is.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. Becky Lynch in
top five male talents. Yes. Your top overall male too. Fuck out of here. That's what it is. Because I think at the end of the day, if you look at especially Becky, the year that she's had all this kind of stuff going on, and then she turns it around, turns heel.
She had her face broken, and still sat there like, "That's what you got, bitch."
And that segment was probably the best segment out of the whole year. Honestly, if you look at it, I mean, we'll be talking about this more in our year-ending review podcast, where we'll be going break.
Which you guys can catch that
tomorrow. You can definitely catch that, and it's gonna be posted up soon everywhere. So that's another thing too. So,
and it's gonna include the big guy, the mastermind, and the COO, creator, owner.
There's only
pro wrestling.
There's only one Nick Lopez that runs PWO. Yeah, so PWO, definitely. But yeah, we're going to be sitting there.
Wish I could tell the story, as always.
I always talk about it. I think. Yeah, and I would say work, school, whatever it is, you're bored, you suck, you're tired. You're thinking, damn, I can't watch the show. I can't watch the whole thing. What happened during the show? I missed it. So what do? You just go on to PWO. Basically, it's like reading the whole thing, but you can picture everything in your head. So while you're sitting there and your teacher's trying to lecture you about some bullshit, you're sitting there going, damn. Or your boss is yelling at you. We don't condone this, by the way. But of course, if your boss is yelling at you, whatever, you're going to sit over there, pop.
That we endure.
Yeah, of course, you just pop it open. And then basically right there, you see everything. Basically, it's kind of like you're seeing everything in your head, rolling through your head. This is what's going on. So you have a full coverage of what's going on, basically. So that's something great. And of course, being that he has this little intermission kind of thing going on too, right? 15 minutes. Only 15 minutes. Literally, sit down there for 15 minutes. If you get, you know, sneak in 15 minutes, you're there. That's it. Right. That ass. It's just 15 minutes. You get caught up with what's going on in recent events. It's crazy, you know? But yeah, and of course we got our shoes all the time. You could dead ass just pull out your shoe there on your break, and then basically you're catched up with, you know, you're caught up with all the stuff that's going on in wrestling right now. So that's another big plus too. We're offering that.
Well, another thing, after you're done with PWO, you could go to Anchor, YouTube, and you could listen to our previous episodes.
Yep.
Especially with that's Anchor, right. You literally could just hook it up to your radio, to your Bluetooth, whatever, and
that's right. It just says something right there. You know that there's all these kind of things right there. You know, people are paying money for stuff like that. We're doing this because we're passionate about it. So,
oh, I have a question for the fans, though. How much is it to read on PWO or listen to us on YouTube, Apple, Android, Anchor?
Zero. Nothing. Nothing.
See, fans, we are giving you all this content
for free.
Free.
Indeed. Free for free, indeed. So that's one of the things.
The only thing we're charging, subscribe to us, and tell your friends, your family, the mailman, the guy at the grocery store, the guy at Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, subscribe to us. Definitely. That's it.
Definitely. And of course, yeah, like I said, there's a lot of stuff going on with the RSM Wrestling Podcast. We've said it many times. We spell wrestling. That's what we're all about here, pro wrestling. Indies, everything included.
Can't spell wrestling without RSN.
You spell wrestling with RSN. So that's another big thing too. So definitely, you know. But still, you know, it's probably one of the big things right now, of course. You know, we're talking about all this other stuff going on. But, you know, of course, AEW, they're trying to compete. But basically, you know,
Sal, I have a question for you. What time is it?
I'm trying to think. I know something with the plug, right?
What time is it, though?
Tagline time, right? Isn't it?
Yeah. The tagline for PWO, reading is fundamental. Reading about wrestling.
Definitely. And this is, of course, RSN. RSN has our own tagline. We spell wrestling. And again, it's indies included. Everything's included. So it's not like, you know, Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn are like, oh, you know, this is nothing. You know, this is nothing that's there. You know, it's just bullshit. We're the actual thing. These aren't just high school, you know, wrestling gyms and all stuff. Nah, we cover everything. So that's one of the big things. Whatever's going on, we're all there for listening for, you know. Of course.
For 2019, I have a New Year's resolution for RSN. We are not going to mention the person whose name the initials are EM.
Oh, man. Well, I think there's no need to now because she's, you know, that person has just left, you know.
But that's our resolution. Try not to mention her.
Well, actually, speaking of her, same person that left. While on the topic of that, of course, WWE also has this kind of thing where they release certain.
It's that time right now.
But they start doing spring cleaning, so that's another thing that's coming up too. Who's going to be leaving? Who's going to be coming in? Of course.
I don't know the spring cleaning. I'm hearing I haven't heard any names yet. But you know how we always talk. There are some names that we think might be thrown in to the future endeavor.
Yeah, I think.
But we are not going to release the names until tomorrow when we do our award show. So
we have a whole segment and everything. We'll break it down and everything. So of course, the different categories. We got best of best wrestler of the year, female wrestler. We got best
tag team. Spot of the year,
tag team of the year. We got, we also got segment of the year, promotion of the year, overall superstar of the year. You know, most improved, most breakout star. A whole variety of different things. You know, a spot of the year. You know, the bit that. So,
do we have the
OMG? I think so. Yeah, that's covered under. So I think segment of the year too. Yeah. So any kind of segment that's there, of course, and like I said, we'll be kind of breaking it down. There'll be little short intermissions where we talk about things like, oh, future releases, people that are going to be future endeavored, you know, or, you know, future champions.
People who we think are going to make the debuts. Yeah.
Or who's going to get called up. There's a whole variety of different things we could talk about pertaining to the year of 2018, but also moving forward with the year of 2019. So that's how we kind of break down all of our year.
But that basically means you guys have to tune in tomorrow.
You guys have to tune in tomorrow to find that out. But if anything, like I said, this is...
What time is it? It's going to be 9, right?
I believe so. I think 9 or 10, yeah.
Guys, tune in tomorrow, 9:00 p.m.
And if you can't watch it,
don't know if we're going to do it on Anchor or YouTube.
And again, like I said, if you aren't able to catch it, you can always catch it on our YouTube. You can always catch it on all of our other platforms. So Spotify,
You can, I would say, plug all
The different formats. So we got Breaker, we got Radio Republic, we got what else? We got Castbox, we got SoundCloud, we got Spotify, of course, Apple Podcasts, Android Podcasts. We got a whole variety of different platforms that we're on. And think about it, a year ago. A year ago, we weren't on any of these platforms. And now we're on all these freaking platforms. It's crazy. And all thanks to one site, Anchor. So we got to give Anchor a shout out too, you know? But yeah. So like I said, this is the RSM Wrestling Podcast. This is our shoot. So we just go through that, all that kind of stuff that happened throughout the year. This is the Mastermind Sal. We got the other line, the big guy, Rich. And we'll see you guys out.
See you guys tomorrow.